during Tuesday's Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors meeting, time was set aside for public comments. Here are a few of the edited remarks.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name's Wade Melcher. I live on Columbia Way. I'm here to speak about the homeless shelter that's going in on Columbia Way. I live two doors down from it. This is in front of a school bus stop. It's also the route that most of the high school students who don't drive yet that walk to school walk down that street. Last time I was here, I had spoken that there was a good chance that putting a homeless shelter across from our houses was going to drop the property prices. In the future, when I choose to sell the investment of my house to a family, I'll have the ability to tell them, that family, that they should be secure in the fact that legally the people that move in there can't have background checks. There won't be any way to tell before they move in if there's child molesters or what their criminal records are. And we were told at the private meeting that once they're put in as residents, that they can't be evicted for any problems they cause in the neighborhood. It's a very family-friendly neighborhood. This is not a place we want to have experiments run to see if homeless people can fit into the neighborhood or not, especially seeing as the only recourse we were told is call the police. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else from the public? Come on up.
First of all, I want to say that I don't think that's fair to us in the community that you're ramrodding this through. This is what I think. You've been working on it, but I just heard about it. No notices from the county. One notice 2 weeks ago, and it wasn't even a meeting. It was just like an informal thing. I feel like you're just trying to put that meeting in there so that you can say, well, we did this. But I also heard that you on Columbia Way, that property is already in escrow. And it's just pending closure from these meetings. I've lived in a lot of different places all over the United States in my life. And I know that when you put something in like that, that the area gets really ghetto. It's happened in Modesto. It's happened to other places I've lived around the country. You can't just disrupt a small community at the last minute without giving us time to put up a proper defense. I think that's not right for you to shove that in our face. And I really am adamantly against it.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. I am also here for the Columbia Way project. My name's Alicia. I'm literally kitty corner from this project. You know, just doing some research, Mr. Campbell had mentioned the Cabrini house. So I did a little research, not a lot. I didn't dig deep at all. But I did see since September, there was about 11 calls for either the sheriffs or complaints or, you know, theft being reported, etc. So that's kind of concerning as far as what we could possibly bring into the, you know, right here downtown Sonora, right, where we have thousands of tourists and, you know, young kids down the street from a high school. So that's just that perception I'm a little worried about. Do we really want all that activity right downtown Sonora? Some of the reasoning for the placement for this home is to be close to resources. However, the other projects completely contradict that. So why couldn't we do the same thing with this project on the outskirts of the town? Greatly worried for me and my family's safety, right? As anybody would, you know, regardless of who's occupying the project, I strongly just urge you to reconsider the placement of this. Thank you.
Thank you. Come on up.
So I just want to let you know that you're doing this right in front of my house. I'm a young single mother. I have three children right there, and I don't want those people right in front of my house. You're not doing any background checks on these people. You're not doing any drug testing on these people. You're going to have loitering. You're within 2,500 feet of the high school. You don't know if you're putting pedophiles in there or not, and that is illegal. These people could be sex offenders. You don't know if they're on Megan's Law because you're not doing any checks. Okay, I'm busy. You didn't even send anything out to anybody, which you could be sued for at this point. You gave people right next to the building the information. That was all. Nobody in the community. This is a very peaceful, family-oriented community. Sorry, I ran here, and I have to go back to work, so I can barely breathe at this point. You're going to have these people molesting and bothering, impeding people's productive lives that have normal lives, that we shouldn't have to even bother doing this at all. So yes, please do not put it in front of my house. I live right there, and that's very inconsiderate. There's just no way you're going to do that. I'm going to tell you right now, I will be the first person to sue this county if you put that in front of my house.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Madam Chair, esteemed board. The passion of my constituents here sort of demands a response. And I would just like to remind you that this really is a forcing of people you don't want in your neighborhoods into the already overcrowded and overburdened city. Please reconsider this. You hear the passion and the fear of the people involved most directly. I'm saying this as the mayor of Sonora, and we would really like you to reconsider.
Just for point of clarification, Mayor, I'm not aware of a homeless shelter going in on Columbia Way. I am aware of veterans housing on Columbia Way. Is that what you're opposed to, is the veterans housing project?
What we are opposed to as the city is the county taking away our self-determination and control over our destiny. That is the point of opposition, not the who, but the manner in which the county is approaching the entire problem.
The problem of housing homeless veterans.
The problem of putting more and more people who are homeless, regardless of how you choose to designate them. These are people who we were told by the leadership at the prior meeting that they cannot be vetted for criminal or any other undesirable activity.
I'm going to cut this right here because we're not supposed to have the back and forth.
Right.
But I appreciate your comments. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.